of the system, we spiral, feeding into each other's feelings, and we walk away feeling more upset, not less. Or sometimes we get into misery competitions. You know, you think you've got it bad. Let me tell you what's going on for me. We don't always say those out loud. We just think it, more aware of the difficulties of our own challenges. On the other side of the coin, sometimes in our grief, we encounter well-meaning folks who tell us to cheer up because everything happens for a reason. And there are times when that might be true, but when we're afraid, when we're broken, well, that's little comfort. Mary and Elizabeth, they don't descend into a venting spiral, and neither do they offer each other hollow platitudes. Instead, Mary and Elizabeth are the kind of people we hope to surround ourselves with. They speak to the wonder of it all. They speak to the strangeness and the blessing of God's work in them. I imagine they're honest and vulnerable, scared together, and hopeful. Where each one might be too afraid in the midst of their own experience, they can see the blessing in each other, not just in the other's child, but in the other woman sitting across from them, brave and true, favored by God. There's something in that. Sometimes others are able to see in us strength that we have difficulty seeing in ourselves. Sometimes we can see and name it in others, and that is a gift. The angel brought good news, even if it was hard to see in the moment, even if it seemed impossible. Because the truth is, we're terrible at predicting the future. One of my mentors at the hospital, Bill, he used to smile at me whenever I made what he called a negative prediction. My thought about what was happening and how everything was going to fall apart, he would smile at me and say, "How are you at telling the future?" Maybe it will come true. Maybe not. The world is full of miracles. We see the cycles of violence and war around us and think they will never end. 30 years ago, we all thought the violence in Northern Ireland would never end. And yet, we see patterns of injustice that have lasted for generations and imagine they cannot be broken. 35 years ago, apartheid in South Africa seemed destined to last forever. We dare to hope, even in the midst of our own grief and brokenness. We know our own grief and brokenness, and we imagine that we will never be whole. And maybe that's true. Our grief may never go away, may never diminish even. The love we have lost will always hold its place. And yet maybe we may find in time that though the grief remains, our world beyond it somehow continues to grow, and we find that there is room for joy alongside the sadness. This is how a weary world begins to rejoice. Even when we are too afraid to rejoice for ourselves, we come together, not happy people helping sad people, but all of us, broken and scared, helping each other. In connection, we find the seeds of joy and hope beyond hope, learning to dream the impossible. For as the angel says, nothing is impossible with God. How could the end be happy? Sam asks. How could the world go back to the way it was when so much bad has happened? But then in the end, he says, in the stories, even the darkness must pass. A new day will come. Those were the stories that stayed with you, that meant something. Even if you were too small to understand why, but I think, Mr. Frodo, I do understand. I know now. Folk in those stories had lots of chances of turning back, only they didn't. They kept going because they were holding on to something. What? Asks Frodo. What were they holding on to? That there's some good in this world. Sam says as he hoists Frodo back to his feet to carry on once more, that there's some good in this world, and it's worth fighting for. Amen.
Comfort, O comfort my people, says your God. Speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry to her that she has served her term, that her penalty is paid, that she has received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. A voice cries out.
In the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. Make straight in the desert a highway for our God. Every valley shall be lifted up, and every mountain and hill be made low. The uneven ground shall become level, and the rough places a plain. Then the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord has spoken.
A voice says, cry out. And I said, what shall I cry? All flesh is grass. Their constancy is like the flower of the field. The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass. The grass withers, the flower fades. But the word of our God will stand forever.
Get you up to a high mountain, O Zion, herald of good news. Lift up your voice with strength, O Jerusalem, herald of good news. Lift it up, do not fear. Say to the cities of Judah, here is your God. See, the Lord God comes with might, and his arm rules for him. His reward is with him, and his recompense before him. He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will gather the lambs in his arms and carry them in his bosom and gently lead the mother sheep.
Continue with me in prayer. God of today and God of tomorrow, we come to you this morning to thank you for the way that joy binds us together. Thank you for contagious laughter, for inside jokes, for bell music, for stories around dinner tables that can make us laugh until we cry. Thank you for comedy shows, for the familiar sound of a loved one's chuckle, and the universality of smile lines. What a gift you have given us. Thank you for the blessing of community, of people who surround us, for the Elizabeths and the Marys in our lives. Thank you for the people who spark joy in us, the people who pull us out of our shells, who teach us how to dance and show us how to laugh. Thank you for those who declare to us, blessed are you. In this time of deep gratitude, we are so thankful for new life. We celebrate alongside Ben and Stacia Fay as they welcomed their child into the world yesterday. We're so glad to know that everyone is doing well. We're grateful for the gifted writing of one of our siblings who prays alongside us, teach us, O God, how to help each other climb the mountain and then from on high spread wide our arms, lifting our voices with strength, without fear to say to all, here is your God. Here is your God. Let us go tell it on the mountain, joining the angel chorus to ring out, hailing our Savior's birth, our Savior who dispels with glorious splendor the darkness and lightens every load, so all may run and not be weary and walk and not faint, being the heralds of good tidings over the hills and everywhere. Holy God, although we know that joy is better when shared, there are days when that is easier said than done. Like Elizabeth, who stayed in isolation for months after receiving her good news, we too have a tendency to choose fear over joy. Without the help of someone at our door, we can often keep our joy to ourselves. Help us to reach out in love and care to those whom we hold tenderly in this time of prayer. For staff, students, and faculty at Juniata College, as they navigate the flurry of work and the declining energy, both physical and emotional, that comes at the end of a semester. For the many within our family of faith who are dealing with the challenges of a difficult cold and flu season, and the ways in which that impacts all parts of their lives. For baby Waylon, Carol's great-grandson, who has been diagnosed with cancer after such a struggle as his life began with heart issues. God bring strength and healing and bring mercy. For Drew, who had a procedure on Thursday to stretch his esophagus, God, we are hoping alongside him that this gives him relief for a while. We pray for Eddie, who has had a return of trouble with his hand and is facing another surgery on January 18th. For Myrna's brother-in-law, Jerry, who had bypass surgery this week, we're glad he is coming along even in the tough moments. We pray also for her daughter, Shelley, who is helping with care and transitions for all these extended family members. We pray for Barb, who fell and was hospitalized this week and is now at the Oaks. For Corey and his family as they wait for the next steps following his father's diagnosis with cancer. For Jess's colleague, who has had an incredibly difficult time. And for Jean, who continues life at the Woodlands and tries to adjust to this new situation. Here are prayers for Luke's mom, Eleanor, who had a stroke yesterday and made it through the surgery to remove the clot, but remains in the intensive care unit. We pray also for Luke, as his mom is far away and it makes it difficult for him to get to her. Here are prayers for Joanne's cousin, Fred, who is also hospitalized after surgery related to a very serious stroke. Bring comfort and healing and hope. We pray for Sandy's uncle, Bill, who was hospitalized this week, and for Tammy, who has surgery on Friday. Hear our prayers as well for all those in Tennessee impacted by tornadoes, especially those in Clarksville, where Rick and Sandy's daughter lives. We're so glad that she's okay. We pray for the many in our community who are living with cancer and cancer treatments, and for all those who have concerns that are too tender to share in words. Help us, God, to hold it all together with you and as a community. And when the days come, gracious God, when the waters of fear rise, when isolation steals our joy, comfort us. Comfort these ones we have been able to name and all those left unnamed. Comfort us like a shepherd with their flock. Gather us into your arms and carry us to safer ground that we might experience joy in the ways that you have in store for us. And while we wait for that promised day, help us to be like Mary and Elizabeth. Help us to do our best to keep finding one another, to open the door to one another and to you. While we are waiting, come and show us the joy that connection brings. Amen.
May you hear these words from the poem Lessons in Connection as a blessing and encouragement as you go back into a weary world that needs you. It's been a long day. Long enough to complain, long enough to whine and dine my disappointment, to give weariness keys to the house. But then you get the giggles, dancing with the dog in the kitchen. Paws sliding, tail wagging, side cramping giggles. I can hear it from across the house. And your joy burrows its way through the cracks in my armor. And then we're both laughing, gulping for joyous electric air. And that's when I know, if you grab my hand, if you ask me to dance, if our weary human souls can make room for connection, then we will survive. Joy will take root. Love will keep her keys to the house. Amen.